I was making a point about Giridhari. I had one Baba came today, and he was sharing some thoughts from Ujjala Nilamani. So then he said, why everyone we say Giridhari? We worship Govardhan Srila Giridhari. This is my Giridhari Srila, Govardhan Srila. So what does Giridhari mean? And then he said, you see, now you say Giridhari and you have a certain mental picture and you see your Thakurji or whatever. And he said, you see in the rest of Shastras, many times in Stavavali or other places, the gopis are saying, oh Giridhari. So when the gopis are saying, oh Giridhari, when everyone else says Giridhari, Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill with his left hand with his pinky finger. But he said, when the gopis call Giriraj Giridhari, they cover their faces with their veils, you know, like cover their faces, and they all start giggling underneath. Because everybody, there's outside meaning of Giridhari and inside meaning. So for the gopis and for the mandris, this Baba was telling me, Sachinanda Baba, he said, when we say we, you know, Raghunuga Bhaktas, Mandri Baba Pasikas, when we say Giridhari, we think like the mandris, what they're thinking, and what do we think? We think, oh Giridhari, everyone's glorifying you for lifting the one Govardhan, but we know you, Dara means to hold, and Giri means mountain. And so the Hema Shaila means mountain, and Hema means gold. So we know, when we say Giridhari, we think of you as that person who has great difficulty holding up the two mountains on Radharani's chest. these two mountains in Viparita Lila. So this is the inside meaning of Giridhari. Giridhari ki jai. So I'm worshipping Giridhari. Acha. So this is, you say you have a Giridhari. He told me a few days ago, he said, I have Shalagram and I have Giridhari. I said, are you worshipping with this kind of conception? Because everyone's glorifying you as Giridhari, but we know that that is only one hill, and you're getting so much glorification for 7 days, 24 hours a day. But we see that just for a short time trying to hold these two little hills, you faint and fall asleep, you know. You can't even stay awake. So the gopis and mandris, they have too much fun on Krishna's behalf, you know. And he says, oh yeah, why'd they ever give me that name? After he leaves the Sakis and mandris, Krishna's thinking, why did I ever get that name? I should have never lifted Govardhan Hill. Now I can't live it down because everyone else calls him Gopal or Nandalal or Yashodalal or, you know, all the coward boys. Only the gopis call him Giridhari, just to rub it in. They say, hey Giridhari. But all the gopis, they call, oh Nandalal, oh Virgendra Nandan, oh, you know, they say Nandan, they say Lala, they say so many things. But they hardly ever say Giridhari. Because they don't think of him as lifting it. Sometimes even they joke with him, the coward boys, Subal and Sridham, and they say, why sometimes these sages, they come here, you know, when we come back with the cows in the afternoon of Puravan Leela, and then all these rishis and devikas come and they do puja to you and then they offer stutis and stotrams. And they say, oh, Giridhari. I said, what is this? Why? They're saying you're Giridhari. And the boys say, and they all gather around Krishna. Says, yeah. Why? You're Giridhari. We're all Giridhari. You put your pinky there. Well, what's good is your pinky? We had our latis there. We had our latis. You were holding a left hand pinky. Everyone knows that's the weakest hand and the weakest finger. And if what we were holding with our right hand, with our heavy-duty sticks, you know, our latis, we're hundreds of boys. We held the hill, and Nanda Baba was there. We have, why are they only glorifying you? And he said, okay, we'll take the Mahaprasad. Take all the boga, you should take it with you. So this is the idea that even the coward boys, they never call him Giridhari because they don't think of him like that. But we call him Giridhari. But if we're in the Ragmark, then we have to think of Giridhari like this. So now your friends come and they see, oh, who you're worshiping. Oh, I have Gornita and Giridhari. Oh, that's nice, Giridhari. So one person sees the world like this, another person sees the world like that. It's called Bhav Drishti, the Bhav. It's not what power is, it's not the power of your eyes that determines the power of your vision. It's the power of what's between your eyes that determines the power of your vision. And what's between your eyes is your brain and your bhav. So your brain and your bhav are going to determine how these two eyes see the world. If I have this type of knowledge and this type of feeling, then I'll see subjectivity in a subjective reality like this. This lady asked a question. She said, oh, you know, many sannyasis, they say that we should just live at Govardhan and, you know, stay at Govardhan, at Puncherry, very far away from Govardhan, but we keep Radharani on our heads and we should worship Radharani from a distance. Is that good? And I said, that's good, because it leaves more room over here for us. That's very good. They should all stay very far away. Reminds me, I have friends that live in Prachin Navadvip, the original birthplace of Lord Chaitanya. And I visited there once long ago. And then there's Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he has the other one, the Naya, whatever, the new Navadvip. But the sign there says Prachin Mayapur. Prachin means the original or the old one. Then that, what we call the other Mayapur of Gaudiya Math. So he has an ashram there. So he said, I was telling about the development over there, all the things over there, big development. He said, that's very, very good. They should develop it very much, an international airport, everything over, should do everything over there. It's very nice. I said, why are you so enthusiastic? Because it's so peaceful and quiet and pure and nice and over here. And let them stay over there. This is so nice. Because he lived right next to the Janmastan, the neem tree where Lord Chaitanya appears and everything. Because even Chaitanya Bhagavata says, when he left the home in the morning, he left Vishnupriya in the bed, he jumped in the Ganges and swam north. And, in the north direction, it says in Bengali. So if you look at today's map, and even then, from north from there is Katwa. And if you over in the other one, the other Mayapur, you go north, you go to Calcutta. That happens to be north from there, whatever. You go to a whole different place. That's one point. Another point is that there's a banyan tree right when you cross the Ganga, and then you come to the Navadvip, Koladvip. That's Koladvip, actually. Not Navadvip, they call it Navadvip. It's on the island of Koladvip, that city. And then there's an ancient deity of Shiva there, Protomaya. There's a banyan tree there. And that banyan tree is, they dated that banyan tree. It's very old. It's like 800 years old. And that banyan tree is described in Chaitanya Mangal and Bhakti Ratnakar and other places. And there's no such tree at all in the other side. Nowhere you can find. Even if you planted, maybe they planted one 50, 80 years ago, whatever. But even if they did, if there is one, it's a huge thing. And inside that tree is a deity, Devi and Shakti. You know, and they slaughter goats there every Amavasya. You ever seen it? It's called Protomaya when you cross. Yeah. I mean, I lived 10 years there, so I know about the place. 10 summers, 2 months. So there's much evidence like this. So they stay and do bhajan there. But I was explaining to her that this was one devotee's subjective view 100 years ago that had said like that. And his immediate followers, they settled over there. But the founder of ISKCON, he wrote about this place. And not only that, you say, this acharya said we should stay at Govardhan and do our bhajan. I said, then how do they explain the Radha Kunja Bihari Mandira? The same person is saying we should stay a little far away and Govardhan and do our bhajan. He himself stayed right at Radhakund in his father's house. He built the house for his father. His father never came. He stayed there. He himself stayed 3 kartiks on the banks of Radhakund. Then in 1933, he opened a temple here called Radha Kunja Bihari, and all his brahmacharis and sannyasis came there to do bhajan on the banks of Radhakund. Now people today, 100 years later, who say they're following that same subjective view, say, no, we want to live at Vasundhara, we want to stay far away, and we want to worship Radharani from a distance. And we're following. So you're following, but I'm also following. No. So then comes Ruchi Pradhan and Vichara Pradhan. Ruchi Pradhan means you're predominated by your taste, attraction, ruchi. And Vichara, you're predominated by some Shastra edicts, the laws or rules of Shastra, or some tradition, or some, you know, just imitating somebody else's ideas and not really your own. That's what I found too much. I found too much. You'll find too much when you meet with devotees. Very few people actually have bhakti. You know, there's many people dressed like devotees, but they don't actually have their own devotional, loving feeling towards Krishna. They're kind of swept up into it. But that's what means rag. I want this thing. I want, like, somebody, my friend was here, Sachin Dubey, the teacher in Bombay, I mean Delhi, and he brought me a copy of Surata Kathamritam, and it was 1996 edition. And I said, oh, I have this from long ago. So I went and got my A4 copy, which Waita gave me. I looked on the back and it said, printed in 1988. And there was, I don't have the... So, because his says, 19, like you'll see in the back of your Gurudev's books, first edition 1989, then 1992, 1996, like this. So his was the same way. But mine was 1988, because I got it from... I was given to an A4 size by Advaita Das himself, and I bound it in Vrindavan. I showed him my old book. I said, look at this. I've been reading this since 1988. And you have the 1996 edition. So it's like we have our ruchi, our taste, you know, and nothing can get in the way. So what happens, like, you may be, I don't know this devotee, but you may be surrounded by people that you may have ruchi, you may have some strong feeling, and everyone around you is saying, no, don't do that, don't do that. Just think of Dhruva Maharaj in 4th Canto Bhagavatam. Dhruva Maharaj, he was a kshatriya, and he was insulted by his mother-in-law, Suruchi, his stepmother, I should say, his stepmother, Suruchi, and Suniti. Suniti means good behavior, and Suruchi means good-looking. Ruchi means beautiful. One of the meanings of the word Ruchi is very beautiful. So Su means very beautiful. So the king was hanging out with the beautiful queen, and the lady that had good behavior and knew all the achar and stuff. The mother of Dhruva, obviously, she must have been a good mother with a son like that. She said, oh, he's not favoring me now because I know good conduct, and I know the rules and regulations. It's called Niti. You know Niti. Niti Shastra. So her name was Suniti, 4th canto of Bhagavatam. But your father, because Uttanapad, Dhruva wanted to sit on his lap. And then his father, okay, you're the Yuvaraj, you're my son, okay, TK. And the wife said, but the other queen was sitting next to him, the new one, Suruchi. She said, hey, get off, you punk, whatever. Get out, you don't have any right to sit there. You know, you're not my son, get off. You know, he, you know, he bit his lip like... He's a kshatriya, you know. Kshatriya's, yes, man. He's like, oh, yeah, you're... Like, so he bit his lip and he jumped off there and he went to his mother. Mommy, you know, remember, the guy's 5 years old. He's not, like, speaking all kinds of formal English and everything. He's like, excuse me, mother. I was... He's, mommy, you know, that lady threw me off on daddy's lap, you know. And, okay, son, it's okay. You know, cool down, you know. Now, you know, I want to get revenge. I want to get... This guy's 5 years old. That's svabhav. You can't change your svabhav. You're like this when you're 20, and when you're 60, you'll be the same way. And you're the same way. I'm the same way as I was 20, no doubt. So Dhruva Maharaj is the same way. He's 5 years old. He's already... You can't do that to me. So then he goes to his mother, and she says, listen, what can I do? I have no... He doesn't even come see me anymore. I mean, he's still feeding me. I have my palace, but I'm like zero, Bill. I don't have any influence. What can I do? He says, okay, well, how can I get some power around here? He says, you can only get power by doing tapasya. And I said, I don't want to do anything around here. It's all chop and bog. Where can I go do tapasya? Go to the forest and go to Madhavan. Go to Vrindavan. All right, I'll go there. So I'll go there. And then Narada Muni came and said, what are you doing, you stupid? Get out of here. Go. You're not a yogi. You're not a Brahmin. You're a kshatriya. Go rule the kingdom. Go enjoy women and queens. Hey, shut up. No. I'm doing this. I'm gonna see Vishnu. Then I'll show you. I'm going to see your Ishtadeva. Okay. All right. Okay, look, if you're that fired up about it, take this mantra. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudeva. Narayana Vasudeva. Okay. Then all the devotees came and said, no, this is not good, you know. You should stay at Govardhan and do your tapasya. You shouldn't do your tapasya here. whatever, you know. So then he said, nah, let's get out of here, you know. Then pretty soon no one can breathe. You know, he just took over the whole universe. So many people were trying to tell him, don't do this. He said, no, this is my sabab, this is my sankalpa, I have to do this. And I know it's right. The sadhus are telling me it's right. The shastras are telling me it's right. And before I heard any of that, my heart told me it's right. If your heart is telling you something about Radha and Krishna, and it's moral, and it's within the moral codes of things, not like, oh, my heart's telling me to imitate Radharani and have so many boyfriends. That's immoral, and that's illegal. That we won't accept that. That's all concoction, sahajya. But if your heart is telling me, oh, I want to serve Radha and Krishna and Radhika and then you do. You serve. If Guru says no, then you have to follow Guru. Guru is the only way. But at least listening to others is not always... Guru is the final word, of course. If you have a Guru, I don't know what your situation is. But otherwise, this personal taste and bhakti... When I was in Radha-Damodara, let's finish this point, it's quite late. When I was in Radha-Damodara, I met a lot of devotees because it's a famous place, Prabhupada's kitchen, I was living there. So I was just basically serving devotees for 3 years all the time, day and night, all kinds of crazy time, 5 a.m. I have to go back to Gujarat, please show me the rooms, tell me about Prabhupada. Okay, Prabhupada, put down the beads. Okay, 5 o'clock, 11 o'clock, and I, I'm going to Kuwait tomorrow, I wanted to come here, I couldn't come here, I just have to see, the temple's closed, but I want to see the rooms. Okay. You know, 3 years, I mean, I was like, I didn't go anywhere. I didn't go any yatras, and I hardly could go on Vrindavan Parikrama. People start coming 3 a.m., 4 a.m., 12 a.m., it's like, it was bliss. So, personal ruchi. Are you listening? So these devotees, godbrothers come, and I say, you know, you've been in the movement for 20 years. So how do you want to love Krishna? What is your idea of loving Krishna, serving Krishna? Which, I mean, there's Vrindavan Leela, Mathura Leela, Dwarka Leela. Which of these do you like? Oh, they're all good, you know. I read the Krishna book. I like it all. It's nice, you know. I said, any of you like more? Oh, maybe Coward Boy. I don't know. That's nice, you know. I like Krishna killing demons. And I said, okay, fine. But I personally, as an individual, I also got a brother, and I wouldn't really tell much because I didn't want to disturb. I said, yeah, that's nice. And mostly what I found in Justin and doing a lot of conversations, as long as you ask questions, no one ever asks you any questions. Mm-hmm. This is kind of a technique in dialogue. If you don't want to answer questions, if you don't want to answer questions, then you ask questions. Because we were Sankirtan devotees, you know, for 6 years. So when they would be very suspicious, are you Hare Krishnas and Munis and this and that and all these kind of crazy things? So before they can start getting suspicious and asking questions, what is this book, who are you? You already asked so many things about them because people, nothing more they want to talk about than themselves. So if you get people talking about themselves. So I said, that's nice. I say, so now what? Where are you going to go now? Where are you going to see now? Oh, I'm going to go to Sevakash. Oh, that's good. And so you want to know anything more about Prabhupada? No, it's okay. No, I take some over something. what I'm trying to say is, I don't know where you fit into this, whether you're one of those with Ruchi or Vichar Pradhan or whatever, but I'm trying to say that many that I would ask, they didn't have any specific bhakti focus to love or serve Krishna. Like you meet some Gujarati, oh, I just love Gopal. It's just Gopal. I take Gopal everywhere. I love Gopal. So that's great. They're fixed, you know. That's their nishta, their bhav nishta in Gopal. And that's a perfection. But I, unfortunately, I met many 20-year devotees at that time. It was 1990, so 75. Yeah, like 20-25-year devotees sometimes. At least in this life, or maybe just starting this life. And no, it's like this thing you're into is so rare, you know. And you were saying that yourself the other day. I haven't seen this whole long meeting. Being here in Vrindavan, often asking these things. Because I'm telling you, I'm reading 87, 88, all these things I'm reading. And what are you doing? You know? We don't know how many births, you know, the seed of our bhakti has been growing for how many births. Sweden, Russia, this, there, you know, India, America, this, that. Right? Who knows? The history of the jiva, and who we worship and what form we're in. You know, you see Agasura is like this. You know, a big python. But he's sitting with Kamsa, and he's got a beautiful golden form. He's a king from Madhya Pradesh. And he has the cities. All these demons were kings that were conquered by Kamsa. They would sit and drink wine together. He said, look, can you do me a favor? He said, everybody you send over there dies. You know, okay, we'll go. Well, have you sent anybody as a snake? No. Okay, I'll go as a snake. So he became a snake. Baka, they're two brothers and one sister. Putana is their sister. She was a Rakshasi her whole life. She was human, and she could be very beautiful like a demigoddess, and that's how she got into see Krishna. Look like Lakshmi Devi. They thought she was. So this must be Lakshmi, because Gargarishi said our son is an Amsha Narayan. Says in Sanskrit, says Garga Muni said, Narayana Sama. Narayana Sama means your son will be like Narayan. Of course he is Narayan. He'll be like Narayan. Narayana Sama. So I thought, he said Narayan, something Narayan. This must be Lakshmi coming to see Narayan. It was Putana. Then, so she was human, just slightly. But these guys, these kings, they were kings. And they were powerful. But he beat them all up and said, you know, you work for me. You know. But they were his ministers. So then he said, can you do this? Yeah, I'll become a python. A huge python. Because it's called Mahima City. Prapti City means any form you want, and Mahima as big as you want. Hanuman had all his powers, Hanuman comes so small.